fundamental understanding of how a particular food item would be prepared. And then in that case, you might want to have people who would be really good at marketing, who could be really good at serving customers. But fundamentally, you will start by writing down your strengths. Now, that is very critical. Unless you don't know your strengths, unless you don't understand your strengths, how would you align yourself to the right idea? People say that they have $1 million idea. Great, but then there are not many $1 million in the industry for people to put money on you. So here, if we have strength as a starting point, that will really be great. Let's say, Raj, you know what? Today, you know, you understand the studio business, right? And let's say a few years from now, you might want to do something on your own. So in your case, maybe the technical understanding of the how processes work, number one. Number two, the way you interact with the guests who come in. Number three, the way you manage the entire operations. Number four, the way you manage finances. Now, these are your strengths in this particular line. And maybe you might need, I'm just giving an example, maybe you might need a funding. Maybe you might need to understand where is the right location where you can start. Now, maybe you would need support in management, or rather, you know, business coaching on how to make it more efficient. But even in both the cases, you know your strengths. So what will happen if you understand your strengths better? You would find the right people to work with you, right people to partner with you, right people to work with you, right mentors who can coach you, because you know your strengths better. So this is the bottom line of doing anything. Please keep this in mind. That will really be of great value.